With Nevada small businesses working to stay open in 2021 amid the pandemic, KUNR recently hosted a Facebook Live event in Spanish with business owners and advisors. They answered community questions and shared resources for small business owners in both northern and southern Nevada. Our bilingual reporter, Natalie Van Hooser, moderated the Q&A and spoke with KUNR's Jaden Perez to break down some highlights from the discussion.
Natalie, this was KUNR's third Facebook Live engagement event in Spanish. For our listeners who weren't able to attend or don't speak Spanish, what was it about?
So we had a conversation in Spanish about the situation for small businesses in Nevada during the pandemic. Two business advisors joined me to share their experiences working with small businesses, and I also had Eduardo Gomez on, who's the co-owner for Cielito Lindo Taqueria in Reno, who spoke to what it's like running a Mexican restaurant right now. We also took community questions from a Google form beforehand, as well as live questions during the event.
Let's start with the business advisors. Tell me more. What kind of services do they provide to the community?
Right. Sandra Rentas and Annabel Navarro are business advisors with the Nevada Small Business Development Center, a nationwide nonprofit that provides free guidance to small business owners from creating a business plan to applying for a loan. Navarro is in Las Vegas while Rentas is in Reno. Rentas said that with the pandemic and the economic crisis this year, they've been working 60 to 80 hours a week, which is double what they did prior to the pandemic, so that they can keep up with the constantly changing information about how business owners can stay open during the pandemic.
What are they hearing from the business owners they work with?
Both Rentas and Navarro said that there has been considerable confusion for many of the business owners they work with, as far as what protocol to follow and when and how to apply for emergency assistance. That confusion is even greater in the Spanish-speaking community. Here's what Navarro had to say. She's saying that she and Rentas, as Spanish speakers in their office, have been like a lifeline for their clients, helping them get information about business updates and grants that have a lot of technical language.
And what about your other guest, Eduardo Gomez? How has his business adapted with the pandemic?
Cielito Lindo Taqueria is a Mexican restaurant in North Reno that Eduardo Gomez opened with his father at the very end of 2019. They were just getting into the swing of things as a sit-down restaurant when the pandemic hit, which forced them to quickly shift their business model. Here he's explaining that his goal was for the restaurant to be fast casual or takeout style in the future, but the pandemic forced them to make that happen much sooner than he anticipated. He increased his restaurant's presence on social media as well, making sure people could see updates to the menu, that the restaurant was still open, and provide customer feedback. Gomez also said that he thinks being a young, bilingual, and social media savvy business owner is helping his store stay afloat right now.
What are some resources available to small business owners right now?
The Nevada Small Business Development Center's website has information and trainings in Spanish, and the organization also has the Shop Made in Nevada website, which is a free online store that registered business owners can use to sell their products. Gomez also mentioned that websites like the U.S. Small Business Administration, as well as information on city and county websites, has been helpful to him. The whole Q&A panel in Spanish and additional resources are available in the video on KUNR Public Radio's Facebook page, and we're hoping to continue with these Facebook Live events in Spanish in 2021.
Natalie, thank you.
Sure thing. Hasta la próxima.
KUNR's Spanish engagement work is supported by the Facebook Journalism Project and This is Reno, with production assistance from Noticiero Mobile. You can find it in the video section of KUNR Public Radio's Facebook page.